So the awakening factor, the joy factor of awakening, has a function. And one of the functions is to evoke greater trust in being right here. Trust in the practice of being here in our experience in the moment, here. Greater trust in the practice, because the practice of being here brings qualities we associate with joy. Some of the qualities that I'd like to highlight for this moment in this practice sitting is a contentment. And there's a joy, there's a pleasure in a kind of embodied contentment. Where it's kind of, there's a welcome, an invitation in that embodied contentment to rest the mind and the body. The body is always in the present moment. The mind is often enough not here and now. And to feel a kind of embodied contentment is an invitation to the mind. Here, come here. Be with me. Feel and sense and settle in. Share in this contentment. Or maybe the sense of ease, sense of joy comes with a sense of ease. Maybe some kind, in some place, somewhere within, in addition to whatever discomfort there might be, there might also be some place of ease. Maybe discovering an embodied ease in how we practice. The effort to be here and now. Connected to a profound attention, an embodied attention, so different than efforts made from the control tower, from the contracted sense of self. There's the joy, or maybe the gladness, the satisfaction of knowing and feeling another place to be centered that's not in discursive thought. Not in reactivity, not in the sandcastles of constructed selves, a joy or ease or contentment that comes from a relaxing. Mm-hmm. not relaxing in a way that we're just soothing ourselves into sleep, but a relaxing that is a settling into embodied joy, embodied pleasure, embodied contentment, embodied ease, maybe ease in breathing, maybe the pleasure of breathing. Now, of course, it's not always easy to feel these things. They might not be present. But when they do, when they are present, it's valuable and helpful to rest in them. Resting the mind and the body can be resting the mind and the contentment in the pleasure, in the ease, the lightness that follows in the wake of relaxing the body, relaxing the mind, relaxing the heart. So at the foundation of the practice, maybe the beginning of it, is to feel the body like a mountain, stable, wide, centered, imagining yourself rooted or stable and strong with a wide base of support. Maybe taking some gentle, little bit bigger breaths for a stronger connection, contact with the body from the inside out. A little longer exhales than usual as a way of relaxing the body. Letting go with the exhale. Letting the breathing return to normal. And continuing for a little while, some breaths to relax on the exhale. Softening the face. Around the eyes. If the lips are pressed together more than necessary, to relax the jaw and the mouth. relaxing the shoulders. Or if the tension and holding in the shoulders doesn't relax, that's fine. Soften around the tension, the tightness. A softening and opening to the tension, allowing it to be there. Relaxing the belly, the softening of the belly, as you inhale, to feel the whole body in some way. And as you exhale, in some way relax the whole body, maybe releasing any sense of bracing or holding that pervades the body. Then as you inhale, feeling the mind, the thinking mind, whatever way it is, feeling it on the inhale, relaxing the mind as you exhale. Softening the mind. Opening space around the mind. Resting the mind, letting just rest as it is, or letting it rest in the body. In your heart, if there's any tension or agitation, pain in your heart, to feel it on the inhale and relax around it, relax the heart as you exhale. Maybe the heart center can rest. Maybe resting down towards the belly. And then awareness of breathing. That's less a doing than an allowing of awareness to receive the sensations of breathing in and breathing out. A relaxing of the doer. Allowing for a deeper embodied awareness to arise into the breathing. Or the sensations of breathing arising into awareness. Or a place of ease or rest where awareness of breathing and the sensations of breathing arise together. And is there some subtle pleasure, contentment, satisfaction, joy in being here, centered in your body? That supports a trust. A trust in staying centered in awareness, resting in the body's awareness of the present moment. Recognizing how being pulled into the world of thoughts is a loss of a deeper connection here and now to the body, to an intimacy, to an embodied contentment or at-homeness. Giving the thinking mind a time to rest where it's not needed anymore. And for a few minutes here, centered in the body, trusting an embodied awareness of the present moment, profound awareness that arises from within. giving room to being aware. So there's a more heightened awareness, or a more clarity in awareness, clarity to the present moment experience. Clarity and silence. There's a home. Or an embodied awareness. Sensing and feeling. keeping in mind that the function of joy is to have more trust in really being here in the lived experience of the moment as it unfolds, trusting, resting in the river of now, where things are constantly flowing through this moment. And even if there's no conventional joy, maybe there's something here, a trust that supports you to be here, really here, in this river of lived experience. With some ease, being easy with whatever's happening, at ease with whatever's happening in the river of time. And then to end the sitting without a sharp, clear demarcation of a bell, but keeping kind of open in the undefined time of now, we can end the sitting with my deep bow of appreciation for all of you here and online. Thank you. Part of the art of mindfulness is to know what kind of awareness, attention, to practice with. And certainly there are times we have to apply ourselves, and it feels maybe even like manual labor. That's completely appropriate at times. Other, it's better than the alternative. Other times, we don't apply ourselves in the practice any more than just allowing awareness to arise, kind of getting out of the way and making room to be aware. It requires a little bit of quiet, heightened sensitivity to how there's awareness that is not something that the self does or makes happen. That's similar to how we hear sounds. We could actively listen and apply ourselves to listening with a lot of self. But there's also a lot of hearing that happens through the day, that we're not applying ourselves to hear. The sounds appear, they arise. And it's possible sometimes to just simply allow or to rest in hearing, and sounds appear. In the same way, allowing awareness, instead of doing awareness. And as you go about the day today, you might, if it's nice for you, to go at the speed that enables you to allow awareness to be present. So you have this kind of intimacy with that place within, maybe a sense of profound awareness. Intimacy within, where awareness simply arises, is there. Maybe a place that you can rest, resting in awareness. In the Buddha's language, abide in awareness. Abide in sati. And maybe you'll find a contentment or an ease or a joy that doing so is an alternative to the discursively thinking mind, the mind that constructs self and thoughts and reactions and opinions, plans and fantasies. Maybe you have the joy of appreciating there's a nice alternative. Here, abiding in awareness, living at the speed of such an awareness. May you enjoy the day. Or if there's no joy, maybe some kind of contentment. Of abiding here in the body, in awareness. Thank you.